Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Sunday. It is weird, wacky Sunday on today. Listening, broadcasting live in the Windy City, baby. Guess what, y'all? It ain't cloudy today. We got a little snow, but it ain't cloudy. You know, it's been cloudy for about 21 days, you know, but I'll take a little snow. I'll take a little snow about it at this point. But listen here, honey, we're going to get on down with it on today. It is January 22nd, 2023. It is 2:15 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 3:15 on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to put it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, come on, come on. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gubba Rum. GubbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GubbaRum.com. So listen, we got two different flavors in stock. We have natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold. And then we have natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver, my darling. Listen, the CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gum, baby. Shut the door and keep on walking. Listen, I got some hot music on today. It is bad, super hot. We're going to get one down with it, dark. Listen, I'm seeing a bunch of crazy stuff all in the news. I am telling you. I'm just like, what the Sam Hill world is going on in the world? Listen, y'all, let me tell y'all what to do. I'm not going to even talk about what's in the news. I'm just going to, you know, give y'all some news right about now. Okay, so listen, this is what I want y'all to do. I want y'all to pack up everything in your house. Pack up your children, pack up your bags, pack up your bed, your furniture, pack up your groceries and everything, get your cat, get your dog. You know what I want you to do? I want y'all to move into a bunker, move into a safe house. That's what I want y'all to move into a safe house. That way, when you're in your safe house, you don't know what's going on in the world, all this crazy stuff, you won't even be bothered with it. You won't have to know about it. You won't be bothered with it. Because guess what? You'll be in your safe house. Okay, so listen. I got to get into this music. I got to get some super bad music. But before I do that, I want y'all to get into this while you're on Facebook. You know we on Facebook all day long. Use the keyword Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. And I would greatly appreciate it. Come on, engineer. What you going to do up in here? Come on. Come on now. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Come on. Yeah, baby. Your music is being heard all over the world, my darling. Listen, I'm going to get on into it up in here. Today, independent artist has some super bad music. Now, let me tell you something about the artist. His name is Jay Mehta. Jay Mehta, he spells it M-E-H-T-A. Let me tell you a little bit about the artist. He's an Indian-American DJ and producer from Wisconsin that specializes in electronic music and hip-hop. He's a first-generation immigrant who grew up in a dysfunctional motel in the countryside of Wisconsin before moving to L.A. to build out his career as DJ, producer, and disappointing his parents. Oh, my gosh. Well, guess what? Those disappointing parents going to turn into some happy parents because he's got some great stuff. He got some great music. And I am telling you, he is a super, super blast. This song is hot, y'all. You got to love it, love it, love it. The name of this one is For Us, For Us. I want you guys to sit back and enjoy on this Sunday. This is For Us.
To me, watch it to me. To me, watch it to me.
Come on up in here. Come on up in here. I love that. I love that song. I do. It is hot, hot, hot. And listen, let me tell you something. The Fierce Female Network is the network of what? Celebrities for yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Let me tell you something. That song is really hot. What I would advise for this particular song, I would pitch it. I would playlist it and pitch it to as many, many agencies as possible because that song is hot. It can be number one. It sure can. It can be number one, of course, on iTunes. It can be a chart-topping song. It is super bad. And I really would. I would pitch it to as many outlets as possible. And I am telling you, those disappointing parents is going to be some really happy parents because you are talented. You're gifted. This is some great music for us. I love it. I think it's super hot and phenomenal. It's well mixed. It's a nice club mix. Listen, you guys, this song, I can easily hear that song being played everywhere in different clubs. You know, and it's not hard. It is not hard. Of course, when you're starting out, everything seems hard and seems very difficult. Listen, I'm a salesperson, right? I'm a salesperson. I will talk to anybody to get what I got to get done, right? And it is what it is. So let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about that song. It can be in clubs everywhere. That's not hard to do. So can you imagine if that song was played in different clubs around L.A., Miami, especially in Miami? You know how your royalties will look? It will be ka-ting, ka-ting, ka-ting. And everybody that's in music, y'all know how hard it is with these royalty checks. I am telling you, y'all know how the artists get a penny, you know, on a dollar. You know, the pie goes down real fast. So listen, it's like this. if you're getting plays on Spotify, if you're getting plays on Pandora, you know, they get the biggest piece of the pie, and by the time you get your piece, it's about a penny or two pennies. Y'all know how it works. And then by the time you get a check, it's like, woo, wow. Listen, I got a check the other day. It was $26. Listen, y'all, I only got one song out, and I'm really not a singer. I'm not a singer. I am a person that likes to talk about political things, and my music is political, but it's pretty much rap or spoken word because I know that I can't sing. I just be trying. So listen, let me tell you something. I got a check for $26, royalty check from my music, $26. I felt like I had won the lottery. Do y'all hear me up in here? I felt like I had won the lottery. Now, let me tell you something. That $26, now let me build the picture so you understand correctly. I got that $26 because I don't push my music. I push other people's music. I really do. I put mine in the back. You know, I don't do much. I sit on it or whatever. I push everybody else's music. Get them out there. And then one day I says, you know what? Listen, guys. Listen. Stay with the story. That song had been out since 2012. Now listen, that $26. One day, I just said a couple of months ago, I said, you know what, I'm going to push Reclaim the Generation. So I started pushing it just a few months ago, right? And so I pushed it maybe two or three, you know, and so then they sent me the check for $26. I'm like, well, if I got $26 that quick in just a few months, imagine if I had been pushing that song along with everybody else since 2012. Can you imagine the $26 that I got would have been like, who knows how much it would have been? So my point is this, and people everywhere, me, when you're a very giving person and you're trying to work with other artists, you really ain't got time to be pushing your stuff because you're putting, and I get this from my spouse. I get this from my spouse. Well, he's not alive anymore, but I got it from him because what he did, he pushed other artists all the time. You know what happened? The people that he pushed really was really, really talented and really, really good singing. You know what happened? They became really known in music, and guess what happened? It made him pretty known, you know? So anyway, listen, that's what you got to do. Now, listen, I got some more stuff that's coming up for you. Y'all know what's getting ready to happen right now. I see stuff all the time in the nose, so I done seen something kind of weird and wacky. Y'all know what happened. Let me tell y'all what happened. This is what happened. This lady got arrested by the police, okay? She's out driving, and the police officer stopped her because she was driving drunk. Now, you know, when you're drunk sometimes, you know, I wouldn't do this, but this is what she does. She got arrested for driving drunk. And so in order for her to get out of being arrested, she offered the officer, she says to him, well, I'll give you a little blue nanny, you know, to let me go free. Now, she's talking about getting her rocks off with him, you know, so she can go free and won't get a ticket for driving drunk. And, of course, y'all check this out up in here. They got the whole thing on video, y'all. The whole thing is on video with her trying to charm him and everything, you know, and trying to woo him into getting out of a ticket. But listen. Of course, y'all know it didn't work. It says that she was being charming. She was being flirty. And then she got aggressive. She started being aggressively flirty with the officer, you know, trying to get out of being arrested. So listen, what caused the situation was the woman was driving drunk. Drunk driving is, of course, one of the worst things that you can do because how can you drive one? So listen, let me tell you something. Let me slow it down. I'm running out of time. Y'all know when I be running out of time, I be going real fast. So listen, this was found on Hip Hop Vibe. If you want to check it out, it is on hiphopvibe.com. It is under the news section. Black woman tells police officer she was sleeping with him to avoid arrest for driving drunk. So listen, let me tell you this, lady. Let me give you a little bit of advice so you won't have to go through this again. This is what you do, okay? To avoid trying to sleep with a police officer, what you do, you get to your destination, which is common sense, lady. Listen, lady. So you get in your car, you drive to your destination, right? Before you start drinking. Then when you get to your destination with your friends or whatever, you enjoy yourself, you know, you drink whatever you're drinking, you drink your Slitz malt liquor bull, you drink your Crazy Eight, you drink your gum and rum or whatever. And then once you're, you know, inebriated to the point where you can't drive, of course you don't get in your car. Simple as this. All you do is stay all night at your friend's house. Forget if they don't want you to stay there. You stay there anyway. You just fall out on the sofa and just go to sleep. And they can't do anything. They can't pick you up off the sofa and throw you out. So that's what you do. And you don't have to worry about trying to sleep with a police officer. So you go ahead and get drunk at your friend's house or wherever you are and where the bar is. Then you get on the sofa and you just crash. Or if you don't want to crash on the sofa, you go in the bathroom and just lay out on the floor and you just go ahead and sleep it out. So that's the answer to your question, lady. Now listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a down, down, black. But guess what? I get to come back. Yeah. Special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.